You're listening to Linux News Log, separating the Linux and open source signal from the noise.
This episode is brought to you by GoToMeeting, online meetings made better, and by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/quicksurf. Over 85,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm your host Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio MC1 at Quicksurf Internet Media. Linux News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcasts.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there. Let's go ahead and get into the news for this episode. Starting off from the nextweb.com in their Microsoft section of all places, I ran across this blog post from Alex Wilhelm, and it says a Windows guy, its title, I should say, is A Windows Guy Goes Linux. And I thought it was an interesting little rundown of a guy who's, you know, a dyed-in-the-wool Windows user. His experience of using Ubuntu Linux, you know, for the first time, spending a couple of weeks, or a week or so, monkeying around with it and actually using it on a day-to-day basis to get his work done. And so, it was pretty interesting, I thought, you know. I mean, it was just one of those things where I was like, oh, wow. Okay. That's kind of, you know, the perspective from a guy who primarily uses Windows. You know, I mean, there's lots of them out there, but he didn't knock Linux or anything like that. So I thought it was an interesting read and thought I'd share it with you all. So go check it out. Let's talk about our sponsor for this episode, GoToMeeting. We all know that online meetings are a great tool for businesses to work smarter. No matter, most companies you work at, especially if they're larger companies, you have that option to have online meetings instead of face-to-face meetings. This is why I'm recommending GoToMeeting by Citrix. It's by far the easiest and most reliable online meeting service available. You can join meetings in seconds without technical headaches, and it's easy to set up and schedule your meetings with just a click. And you can hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate, which includes voice over IP and toll-free audio conferencing. With GoToMeeting, you can do everything from sales calls to project meetings right from your desk, and it makes your meetings more cost and time efficient, which is better for business. My audience can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST. And I sincerely hope that you do give it a whirl. From TechSpot, over at TechSpot.com, Adobe releases Flash Player 10.3 for Windows, Mac, Linux, and Android. Wow, talk about a monster release. 10.3.181.14 for Windows, Mac, and Linux is now available. 10.3 introduces the following new features. Media measurement. Developers can implement video usage analytics for websites with as little as two lines of code. Analytics solution providers can use a set of new open APIs to easily implement consistent video analytics, irrespective of implementation or delivery protocol. Acoustic echo cancellation. Integration with browser privacy controls. Native control panel. And auto update notification for Mac OS X. So pretty awesome stuff. Check it out. It's always nice to have the latest version of OS X. From ZDNet in their Linux and open source blog by Stephen J. Von Nichols and Paula Rooney, Canonical switches to OpenStack for Ubuntu Linux Cloud. Okay, it's not too surprising that Canonical, Ubuntu Linux's parent company, has switched to OpenStack for its Ubuntu Cloud Foundation technology. After all, Canonical started flirting with OpenStack way back in February. What is surprising is that Neil Levine, who is Canonical's VP of Corporate Services, which included the cloud, has jumped ship to start a new company, Soba Labs. First, for Ubuntu, OpenStack and not Eucalyptus will make up the core of the Ubuntu Cloud. Their current releases of the Eucalyptus-based Ubuntu Enterprise Cloud services will not be impacted, but moving forward, all new stuff will be with OpenStack. So pretty interesting. From IT World, Yahoo wins verdict in Bedrock patent trial. Now, we talked about Google losing the Bedrock patent trial. This is interesting. You remember that lawsuit Google recently lost against patent portfolio company Bedrock Technologies in the United States District Court, Eastern District of Texas? Yeah. So basically, that's the one that holds patents over processes that are allegedly infringed by Linux. Yahoo has won against Bedrock, even though Linux lost. So it's interesting to note, some of the differences between the two of them. I'm not surprised against Linux. I would have expected Yahoo would be a little more vulnerable, but apparently they're not. So good for them. From PC World, open source advocates angry at German government's decision. Open source activists have hit out at the German government for its decision to abandon free software in favor of Microsoft. Now, a few years back, we reported on a story, if I'm remembering correctly, about the German government switching from Microsoft to Linux. Apparently, they are now switching back to Microsoft. The German Foreign Office announced it was dropping its policy of it using only open source software in February, prompting an inquiry by the Green Bundesgrüne Party. But the Free Software Foundation Europe said that the government's responses to this inquiry have led more pending questions than answers. Pretty interesting. I'm curious what drove that decision. It's possible Microsoft just offered them a really awesome deal. Who knows? From PR Newswire, free Linux network backup available from Acrea Software. Acrea Software, a worldwide provider of backup and disaster recovery software and appliances, today announced the availability of a no-cost perpetual license of Acrea Network Backup version 9 for small networks. So pretty awesome. Founded in 1996, Acrea Software delivered its first professional network backup solution for Linux in 1997. And today, they continue to provide the deepest and broadest support for Linux and open source and protects more than 130 Linux platforms, including all Debian, Fedora, Red Hat, Mandriva, Novell, OpenSUSE, and Ubuntu distributions. With these new offerings, Acrea acknowledges that the work of thousands of Linux users who have donated time and expertise to make Linux a viable operating system alternative worldwide. So pretty nice Linux network backup solution. Check it out if you are not already backing your stuff up, because it's not only a matter of it's not a matter of if you lose data, it's a matter of when, unless you're backing up, in which case it's a matter of if. From eWeek.com, in their cloud computing news, Red Hat reveals new cloud-related deals with Hewlett-Packard and BMC Software. There's no question that Red Hat, long the world's market leader in open source-based enterprise Linux development, is doing what Cisco Systems, Oracle, and a large number of other established IT companies have had to do. And that would be to expand markets by shifting a big part of their strategy to cloud systems development as soon as possible and in a big way. So at the Red Hat Summit and JBoss World Conference in Boston, May 4th, Red Hat announced its new cloud-related agreements with a pair of old-school and longtime IT partners, Hewlett-Packard and BMC Software. So it'll be the Red Hat Cloud HP Edition. It's a private cloud design and reference architecture for the infrastructure as a service clouds, combining Red Hat cloud solutions with HP's cloud system, cloud maps, and associated services. So pretty neat. That will do it for this edition of Linux Newslog. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. Just visit us online at linux.quicksurf.com and subscribe if you have not already done so. If you're a new listener, if you're just stumbling across us on the interwebs somewhere among the many blogs that seem to copy my content. And with that, I will see all of you next Sunday evening. I'll see you then. Bye.